Welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts Mermaids, and today I have one of my favorite guests of all times, Margarita Aman. Thank you, Margarita, for being here today again.
How are you? Nice to be back.
Yes. Oh, and Margarita is in the house. Shit's going to hit the fan. And today we're going to talk about a topic that I'm just going to go straight to it, right? We're going to talk about the longstanding debate in feminism about sexual empowerment, right? And how do we know when someone is being sexually liberated versus sexually objectified, right? And because most of the times from the outside, that can look very similar. And I'm bringing this topic because a very well-known woman in the industry made a post, and I'm going to show the video actually. It was an event on board utilizing the woman as a platter in this case. It was a sushi platter in this case. When this went live, people went crazy about this post, a lot, especially women, because they felt very offended by it and also offended by the fact that someone with a reputation of woman empowerment and being a leader in the industry as a woman could show something like this, because obviously people believe this was a objectifying woman. Margarita, you were one of the ones that spoke very openly about how this affected you. So what's coming up for you? What's your story behind this situation that just recently happened?
To me, I know I went very quickly online and just ripped it apart, and I stand by it. I didn't make a permanent post out of it because I don't like that negativity to stand there. I'd rather would have that conversation, and I texted the lady to that my door is open. We can have a conversation about it if you're willing to, but I dislike what you've done there. And I've taken a little bit of time, and it really didn't take much time to find out about the boat, the owners, the background of things and habits. But it also didn't take much time to find out about where this trend, so-called trend, comes from. So in her post, she was stating that it is tradition and it's something cultural coming from Japanese culture and so on. But let's start from the beginning. So there is a white woman, a model, that at lunchtime is posing at a lunch table, which to me, that's the time where elderly parents and children can attend. Also, this is one factor where I think culture, you can call something culture that is practiced by all ages and presented this way. So it cannot be necessarily something sexual. Then you have this white model wearing and presenting something Japanese. There's a term for that. They want to call it westernization, but it's actually cultural appropriation. And in this case, specifically, Orientalism. So they objectify and sexualize this. So that's the first thing that I disliked on it. And dehumanizing, because it's an art form. Let's put this out. Let's put this on the side. But how can this be art and be just generally accepted in 2021 when a woman is on a table naked, tied up? The third thing I didn't like, and I've actually texted it also on my feed, that those kind of rituals that are opposing equality and dignity shouldn't be glamorized in that way. It's just, again, in this day and age, should not be handled this way. Yeah, and tradition doesn't justify acts of immorality or violence. So if you say, oh, genital mutilation is bad, you shouldn't be doing it, even though it is a sort of tradition, what makes it right to present this as a Japanese tradition? Which then again brings me further down to calling this a trend, like it's a novelty. But in fact, again, it took me 5 minutes. There was something on trend in 2014, 2015. So this is old news. Also, and that was one of the most important points to me, it comes from the Japanese culture, but the Yakuza in specific. So the Yakuza are the Japanese mafia. And it's, I think, common knowledge that the mafia makes money on drug trafficking, human trafficking, prostitution, money laundering. So if you glorify this and then you take this, make it Walt Disney version and say, we put it on the lunch table, now it's okay. What values do you represent? And this kind of shows the disinformation and ignorance of the people who present it in such a way. Name it as it is, present it as it is. If you want it to be sexual because that's the impression that you leave, then call it that way. But don't say that this is such a nice lunch idea and invite all your children and family friends.
I have a question, and I want to make this very clear because before we continue, the difference between sexual liberation and sexual objectify is who has the power, right? So in this case, after I spoke to the person who posted this event on board a yacht, who was basically marketing the event and everything, she said to me that the model had the power. She said that the model didn't even charge for that event, which
I find controversial. If it is a job that you do in and not sexual,
if it's your job. But then again, also the company event that manages these types of events, like they call it, is they manage playgrounds for adults. And I'm just going to show here very quickly the, if you know, I'm not going to say the name, but this is their feed. So, you know, very easily you can see what type of playgrounds they're talking about. And of course, you know, if this woman that they're creating playgrounds with, if their consent is there, then that's different because they're not being sexually objectified. They're wanting to do this, right? So for them, it may be sexual liberation. One of the things that was really controversial about this post, it was obviously who posted it, right? Because she's known for being a woman making and leading the way for other women in the industry into higher places, right? And my question to you is, have we put or created an image of this person, right, this lady, as this empowering, leading the way woman, or has she actually sell herself in that way? And because if she hasn't done that, and we were the ones who put this label on her, and then we get mad because she shared what she believed was culture and what she believed, maybe ignorantly, like you said, that it was art and that it was beautiful or whatever, and that she didn't realize that it was going to steer the bot.
Didn't do the research. Yeah. I know where you're getting at with this. I'd like to say two things, which the first is, any human being who goes out there and posts something officially on social media or elsewhere needs to take responsibility and the consequences, which doesn't mean that you're going to get your head cut off. It just means that you have to stand up for it, take the conversation on, and do with it afterwards what you want with it. But don't run away from it because you already put yourself out there. Also, if it would be a man, he would have gotten a much harsher reaction from me. And it's not because it's unfair to be harsher to men, but because I'm more respectful to women, because we have to carry much more and further. And that's why I'm softer with fellow women generally, and especially in the industry, for them to understand it and take it to the behind the scenes to have a conversation. That doesn't mean that my arguments will be softer, but that just means that I also want to protect her and give her the, you know, the opportunity to voice herself. While with a guy or with a man, I would be much harsher. And it's because that inequality we already have. So why should I not give her that leg up too? And the other thing that you mentioned, I don't think we've put that pressure on her. She voices her womanhood. She takes it on board and she runs with it like I do too. If I do something wrong, if I miss that, please tell me. Let's have that discussion. I'm not afraid of it because I'm human. I'm full of mistakes. But no one voted for her to be a spokesperson for equality. She doesn't necessarily, or as a main factor of her business, run this. For example, she has the CEO doing. And she also shows in her feed celebrating International Women's Day. So if you do this, let's walk the talk, then you have to do that. You can't just for one day of the year say, oh, yes, International Womanhood, blah, 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 it's great, and then go, also sex sales. Choose a side where you want to be. I cannot force people to be enlightened or become aware, but I think the world and us as a small industry have created the conditions for people to become aware. Now that they know, what do you do with knowledge? You have to act on it. You either choose to put it into your practice or you choose to ignore it. If you choose to ignore it, I will judge you even harder because you have the knowledge, you know how to do better, and you choose not to.
So you just said, I'm going to judge you even more. And my question to you is, why judge people
harder, which means,
but why judge people?
I will,
in overall,
because it affects me, it affects my people, the people I stand for and I stand with, and that's why I judge you for it. You're so either with it or you're against it. That's the dilemma we're in.
I would
and
like
it to means
know.
For me that yeah it means for me that I choose who I collaborate with. I choose who I do business with, because I can make money anytime. I can make money in this industry or outside of this industry. It's not the only place. This is not my motivation. My motivation comes from way within. So I choose to harm my business or not, but I choose not to harm my values. So this is why I judge you. You can take it or leave it, but this also gives me an answer to who you are. And if you show me who you are, then don't be afraid to show it to everyone. Mm. Unless you don't want to see it.
How specifically has this post has affected you? And you said like your people, your community, like how specifically has this affected you and your community?
In the background, I had conversations, private conversations with men having this discussion. Oh, if I would have done this, you would have done this and this to me. I said, you're right. I would have, but you're smarter than that. So you don't do this. I had discussions with young stewardesses on board saying, how do you feel this to be cultural appropriation? I said, you as a British girl or you as a Swedish girl, I see why you don't see it this way. And then I've given an example on their traditions and their things. How would they feel if I would take this, sexualize it, mock it in this kind of sense? And I had also many people, because I posted it and did a poll, of which about 50 people dared to respond to it if they like it or dislike it. And from the 50 people, it was just one person, it was the husband, who liked it, who officially said, yes, I like this post, I find it appropriate, while 49 others said they didn't. And it was majority men who disliked it.
So
at least that's what happens in my bubble. I don't know if somebody posted it and did a poll on it and their platform reacted differently.
I know lately, for sure, in the past 2 years, within the yachting industry, the mainstream media has become quite aware of sexual harassment, sexual assault on board, and they have been becoming more involved in bringing that to the light, to the mainstream, not just in the yachting forums and all that, but really to the mainstream media, especially now that Below Deck has put the industry in that place, right? And actually, we're talking from the Sunday Times to Business Insider to now Cosmopolitan UK to other ones, to even the German channel Y Collective. So I feel like in a matter of time, it's just a matter of time where we get a movie on Netflix about the dark side of yachting. But I bring this up because I feel like this is almost like what also sustains the judgment of something like this appearing in social media, and not just in social media, but from the person who posted it, right? Because it wasn't just any person. It was somebody who is highly respected and seen as a powerhouse. And then it's like a slap in the face for many women. It's, oh, wow. Like, why are you doing this? And of course, at least from what she said to me, and by the way, she's not here today because that was a personal choice. Also due to the fact that she's working with other companies and brands, and it's politics at the end of the day. But I know for sure, being somebody very fiery like her, she definitely wanted to be here and speak up her mind. But I can say that she did say, I never thought it was going to be so controversial. And I think it almost comes down to, I don't know if it's ignorance, to the reality that we're facing, that we have always faced in the industry and in the world, really. It's not just the industry, but as women and where we're heading and what we want to, because like now, especially, and what I want to say basically is like something like this. You see a woman, not fully naked, but pretty much, and it can be seen, she's an empowered sexual woman who owns her sexuality and she's okay to express it in that way, or she's being sexually objectified. And at the end of the day, like I said at the beginning, it comes down to understanding that it's about power. Who has the power? In this case, for what I understand, the woman that was on the table had the power. She had the, they had her consent. She didn't think she was being sexually objectified. She actually wanted to do it for whatever reasons that is, versus obviously if it was somebody being obliged to do it. You know what I mean? So
I know exactly that. It's like people who get coaxed into doing this and afterwards they feel shame and don't know why they did it, but they feel politely forced to do it. I know where you're going with this and I agree with you. If you choose to, out of your free will and being well informed what can happen, would happen, and will definitely not happen, then fine, go into that. Go even further to that adult playground or whatever. Do what you want. Stick things up your ears. I'm not there to judge that. But you post something like this and you don't give a trigger warning and a brief explanation. Instead, you write it in the intro to all the feminists out there. Don't get your knickers in a bunch. You know, that, I'm going to shoot you down on it.
So basically what I'm hearing is that it's not that you totally understand the fact that somebody can feel sexually liberated by doing something like this versus being objectified because it's a choice, it's a power. But what you really got steered up was the fact that this person who posted it didn't own the whole scope of what this post actually brought to the table.
It was not thought through.
I'm not going to actually follow through with whatever consequences or people reactions may be towards it. Is that what I'm hearing?
The pictures were aesthetic. That is a given. You didn't see any nipples or something. It was the photos were beautiful. Nice, in my personal opinion. But the way it was presented, the way it was introduced by immediately also firing shots against feminism or feminists, then to sell it as a tradition and something clean, which it isn't, because we know now that it came from the Yakuza and it's still practiced like that. That was dishonest and it was disinformation to the audience. And this can lead to people feeling invited to coax young girls who see this and don't get the full picture of the pros, cons, what could happen and what rules or warning signs you should look out for. They see this naively and say, okay, then I can do this because I look nice in sushi too. And then you suddenly find yourself on a boat where you cannot swim back to shore, where you hold your passport, and then you're there. And then what? So why not take the time in the introduction and say that this is a legitimate company, you have the service here and there, there's a number to call if something someone offers to you, check who is the service provider. You could do all this instead of sensationalizing the whole thing, trying to make it a tradition or a culture when it comes actually from mafia backgrounds. And then later on in the comments, people reacted with expletives. So they were cussing and cursing. And that doesn't help a point when other people in social media were actually voicing genuine concern. And then it continued and finished off with just being deleted and not addressing it at all. I had a discussion with another woman in the industry before who used a very sexy post that had nothing to do with the comment itself or with the advertisement or marketing that strategy she was going for. And I had a discussion with her publicly, then privately, and she owned it right away. And I thought she would just delete the post. Instead, she made another post, which showed I have so much more respect for her. And I'm connected with her now because of that. And I actually asked her, why don't you just delete the other one? It doesn't need to be a permanent shrine to a mishap.
So basically you're saying that a post like this could lead in, let's say, ignorant girls on board to believe this is okay. And if you're ever asked to do something like this, it's nothing out of the ordinary, like almost normalizing it, right? Instead of actually educating younger people or people in general of, hey, this is a special event. This is the person was in consent, in her power to choose this, blah, 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 like a little bit more educational.
It wasn't even tagged in it. So if you want someone to, this person says this and that, then let's hear it from her. So at least tag her Insta or something, add it. So if somebody wants to follow up on it, they can. If I speak for someone, that's not really my place unless they give me the consent for it. And I always ask also for consent if I can mention people publicly or if I can just quote them unofficially. And that's something, as it is a model and her face is there, she could have also connected her Insta to it. Instead, it just all disappeared. And we spoke off the record before, exactly what I found out within 5 minutes. And it's only lucky that she's a woman and I like what she usually does, but I would like, and I've also left a comment on that post, which she deleted, that, and I hope that we get to talk this out, but I also invite people who don't agree with me to just unfollow me. Mm. If you don't want to hear what I want to say or I have to say, just unfollow, then take the consequences there. And this post was from the 22nd of July and now we have August. And I still haven't heard from her. And I feel it's the ball is in her court. She needs to take that step. She doesn't need to be afraid, but she needs to get out of that comfort zone where she threw a little bump in it and come and help clean up.
So I sense that obviously this is a very personal thing to you, of course. You got triggered very deeply with the post and everything. But one of the things is that on the threads of when this post was online and alive, a lot of women kept talking about the fact that this was being, this represented the objectifying, sexual objectifying of women, right? And I understand where people are coming from because that's their own filter, that's their own perspective. But I think that the point that I really want to come across right now is that doesn't matter what your perspective of what you're looking at is, what you really need to ask your question, you know, what you really need to ask is who has the power in that situation. Because that will show you if that person is actually being objectified or not. In this case, we don't know about the model because she hasn't spoken to us, but at least from the person who hired the model, she can assure 100% that the model wanted to do it. So in this case, obviously she didn't believe she was being objectified because she wanted to do it. So for her, it was sexual liberation in a sense. So this is super.
Which is fine. And if they have that shooting privately and they use the pictures for the owners or what have you, that's fine. Then they made it clear amongst themselves. Now, to put a post out there like this, you haven't made it clear to the audience watching it. So if you want to show sexual liberation with it, but they didn't say this in the post. They said it's tradition and it's cultural and very invite children to it kind of thing. I disagree with this. So if you want to show that it was sexual liberation and it was her choice and it's a form of art, leave the culture thing out of it. Make it an art piece and state it. Leave the links. Leave the contact, make it transparent. But that hasn't been done. And that cleanup still needs to be done. It needs to be rectified. So, she also realized for sure that some people have unfollowed her and even blocked her. And I'm sure that's not a nice feeling, but it is one of the consequences. Right. And she still has a chance to redeem herself, but you just have to own up. When I mess up, hit me up. Let's have a talk. 50-50 chance that I take it on board.
So basically what you're saying is we have to be very careful. If we are people who have the power to influence other people, because this is where she's standing right now, where she is an influencer within the industry, not just for women.
And she shouldn't complain about it because that's exactly what she wanted. And now she got it. And now she has for the first time gotten a negative reaction, which is a great learning curve. So she can use the influence, made a misstep, but correct her step. She still can. it was just on the 22nd of July and we just have August, there's still a chance. People are still talking about it. So you want to be a public figure? Handle the
what I'm getting out of this is that this goes beyond the trigger of women being sexually objectified. This really goes to the extent of be transparent. What are your values? Show yourself in that sense in your the way you're portraying yourself, right? The way you're marketing yourself, because you are influencing others through your social feed. So it goes beyond, like the trigger was like, oh my God, this being like woman sexually objectified, but it really turned into a complete different branch of the trigger.
It's an aspect of the whole picture. Also, if you think of that person being a woman, I hold women to a much higher set of standards because we have to carry so much heavier and so much further than others. So that on another note, I find, I was disappointed. Also, just to say this, if I see professional athletes advertising for Coca-Cola, I'll judge them equally on it. Like, how can you sell this? How can you sell this product? Well, you're a professional athlete selling such a high sugar content product that takes so many thousands of liters of water to produce from the label to the bottle and then the actual product. You know, you're doing harm to other humans and to globally to the environment. So I do not follow certain athletes when I know this is how they make additional money or raise more capital, because they don't represent the values that I hold on so tightly.
I can see that. So then my question to you, why make it such a big deal? And instead of just like unfollow, this person doesn't, obviously is not aligned with my values, and just leave it at that. Or because
why didn't she just not post this and just kept it inside? You throw this out there, I pick it up. It's the same thing if I see someone in a corner of the street being robbed. I'm not just going to go, I'm also not going to heroically jump in between if it's three guys against one woman. Let's paint that standard picture. But I'm definitely going to act because it's a reflex. It's something I do intuitively. It's not something I think of before I do.
Okay, yeah, is your way of being and how you're reacting to things that obviously are not in alignment with who you are.
Do you know the saying, if not me, then who? If not now, then when? Mm-hmm. So if we keep dodging and avoiding and procrastinating, when will things change? And I don't want to wait till I have a son or a daughter to try and correct my ways or the little world and bubble I live in.
Which, by the way, now that you're saying like correcting the ways, I off topic, but not really. I do want to mention that Germany recently banned Pornhub and X-Hamster, big porn companies, because they no longer want to participate in human trafficking and exploitation of underage victims. So
why do you think that was? Probably because many people voiced it continuously and all the time, and voices got louder. And it was voices like mine, voices like my friends, voices like my neighbors.
And I think,
why should my voice not be heard? My voice counts as much as anyone else who was so brave to take part of my little poll.
And I think that, of course, understanding who has the power is very important, but also understanding that whatever you put out there, whatever you're marketing with, whatever you're influencing others with, like you said, it does have consequence. And you have to be very mindful of, one, obviously, if it's in alignment with your values. Two, how can this actually be perceived? Because especially sexual things, that things are sexualized. We are in the midst of basically bringing down that have literally exploited, literally killed so many human beings, from underage to like even young adults to anything. It's like, what I'm saying is like, there's like a bigger thing behind that post. There's so much holding that image. We see this image and some people are like, oh, what's the big deal? You can't see her tits. I mean, her nipples or her vagina or whatever. And then some people are like, oh, whatever is beautiful, whatever is. Yes, of course. Like all this is true and every opinion is welcome and is respected. But at the same time, we also have to like step outside of our perspective and look at the bigger picture of like, why are actually people being rallied up by this simple art piece? And it's because of the actual history of sexual abuse, of sexual disempowerment through history of especially women, that they have been used as objects. They have been trafficked. They have been, still happening. It's not that it has, but just having somebody, a country ban porn sites like this, it says a lot of where we're moving towards to. And a lot of the times we make posts and comments without really realizing the depth of them. And I think this is why I'm happy that we're talking about this, because it goes beyond our little world. This is really like massive. And we have, like you said, we have the power to make a difference.
And it's your choice. If you want to be an agent or a service provider for those playgrounds and what have you, fine. But then own it. Don't try to sell yourself as one of the choir boys. Sell yourself as who you are. It's fine. If you think that is such a great thing to do, then own it. Be empowered in it. Like you want to sell this as, like, you know, as liberation. And let me help you liberate you.
I'm empowered to do it, but I'm not empowered to speak up about it. And this is, I feel, where this person who made this post, it's in that place where it's, she's not finding her voice to speak up about it and about the situation. Because I feel like that is, and I'm not judging for not doing it, but I'm just saying, if you feel that sharing something like this is super empowering for other women, why not speaking your voice? That is more empowering than that image. And yeah, like you said, it's like, we like this event, the person who provided this model, we talked to them and they said, we can't go. You're more than welcome to come to our parties, adult playgrounds. You go to their website and it's
fair enough. You can invite anyone you want to it, as long as they have the choice. Yeah.
But they're not really being transparent about what they're actually offering. So it's kind of
and
like
also what, not just what they're offering, but also what to look out for. Dodgy or illegitimate businesses. How do you say it? Not legit businesses. Let's go with that.
Right.
Meaning if, let's say, I provide escort services, I will make sure that the boys and girls that I have know what to do, what to look out for, who to call, and have a whole system in place, just like you have on board when there's grievances. Also, I would always voice this and have it in writing and have a little bit of documentation to go with it to say, if you leave me as an agent, make sure the next one you go to is doing this and the other. They have this for models. It exists for decades. You have, we're starting to build this in yachting. So we have this for a few years now. So if you do, this is not a novelty, neither the trend nor the services that they provide. Why not put a disclaimer in front of it instead of provoking and sensationalize the whole thing by saying, and all you feminists don't get your knickers in a bunch. The model was fine with it. That to me is not the transparency and the professionalism that I expect if you want to put this on a nice up level. If we're talking Backstreet Alley kind of party place, well, fine, okay. Then we start below basics, but we're not starting there.
So what's your advice for those who felt triggered by it, that they felt like objectified as a woman with this pose? What's your advice to those women who were in the thread, speaking up their truth and what they're aligned with and their values, and that basically just got shut down by the post being deleted? What's your advice to them?
Not sure if they need any advice, because they're already going down the road that they feel true to their heart with. So they dared to step out and comment. They saw that their comments had an effect, which forced someone to delete. I would have loved her for, and I still wait and hope for it, that she will own it and come out and make a statement. or maybe have a dialogue, which is the fairest thing to do. So actually, congratulations to the women and men who went onto the post saying, this is not tasteful and this should not be done this and that way. Continue doing this. It's just strengthen you, us, take the conversation further if you feel like it, if you have the energy for it, because obviously you have the awareness for it. Yeah, just thanks basically for doing this and then standing up.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I think topics like this are very important because having this conversation can bring a lot of awareness from different perspectives. Just not like narrow-minded. This is how I felt. This is how I got triggered. No, let's look at the bigger perspective. And then from that place of you stepping out of your own little, whatever you call them in English, you can then make better choices. And then you can make better arguments.
Informed. You're much better informed. And that's the beauty of the internet.
I agree with you that if you are an influencer of, everybody's an influencer, but if you are actually getting paid and you're marketing yourself to do this, then you have to be very careful and use disclaimers and make sure that you are educating people through what you're posting and not just, like you said, sensationalizing it.
Sensationalize it, yeah.
Exactly. Because
like stirring the pot.
Sales is obvious. But we also have to be very mindful of how we are, or like what they would probably say, tasteful, of how we...
How you said mindful, yeah, that's the...
What we put out there, because it can have a big impact in the future of women and human. Yeah. And as we can see, of course it does, because porn sites are being shut down now. Holy fuck, that's happening. So... Something small like this post, we think it's small, we don't think it's a big deal, but it actually is. It does carry a lot of energy behind it.
Every drop is a part of the big ocean. So everyone is equally to be thanked or to be blamed. So I think that is something we all need to be aware of. And as I said, we created the conditions for awareness, and now it's up to people.
Yeah.
To become aware and educate themselves and ask the questions. I don't know everything, but I'll ask.
But I also think there's a lot of this judgment, which is, it's part of human nature, or I wouldn't really say human nature, but it does happen. It's like a reaction to things. But I also feel that we also have to step back and be a little bit more compassionate and also see other people's perspective. And if you were the one who posted something and now you're realizing, holy shit, that wasn't really in alignment with myself, forgive yourself for being out of alignment. And then,
oh yeah, but before you forgive yourself, please go address it first. You can't just go,
then well, I think you have to forgive yourself and then you can address it, because if not, you're not going to come from a place of alignment. If you really realize,
all right,
this wasn't my truth, shit, I fucked up. I'm not I didn't do it right. Let me go address it. But because when that doesn't happen, you're still going to be in like that fight or flight mode versus like really in alignment with what your truth is. And your truth may be, I don't care what other people think. I'm okay with what I posted, which is cool. But then, like you said, own it. Because that's what we're here for. Whatever your truth is, fucking welcome. It doesn't matter if it's right or not. As long as it is your truth. And you're truly in alignment with it. Who are we to take away that truth for you? If we're triggered by it, then that's our problem. And we just need to figure out why we're triggered by it. But anyway, we have talked a lot about a lot of things. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap this episode today?
Actually, this was fun. I missed it. I didn't realize it has been quite some time. I invite anyone to, if you feel triggered by me or challenged by me, come bring it on. If you feel like you want to laugh join and have a harmonious conversation, let's do this too. I don't mind. Point out flaws and let me help me to grow too. And for the other person, the lady, I really look forward to speaking with her. To me, this is not a shooting down moment. I didn't shut her down. I just felt like making clear this is where I stand. But I'm sure I'll see her at the next boat show. And then Yeah. I'll find her if she doesn't. I don't think that she's going to run away, but I would happily speak with her.
If I have learned something from this episode, or if you can take anything from it, of this episode, I say it's these two things. One, speak your truth. That's the most important thing. No matter where you're standing, you can always speak your truth and what's in alignment with you. And that's really empowering to yourself and to others. And two, always ask yourself the question, who is in power, when you're trying to figure out if what you're looking at is sexual liberation or sexual objectification. That's very important. Whether your own narrative is, like, just ask that question, and that will give you a guidance of what's actually happening in that scene that you're looking beyond your own perspective and your own narrative. So yeah, that's what I have to say about this. It was so much fun to have you back on the show. We always have really intense topics, which I love. This is why we're here, Censored. And if you want to check out Margarita and what she offers for the vessels out there, check out
Playground
with a system. Check out her link below the video, IMS Crystal. And yeah, if you want to be part of the show, of course, you can click the other link below, and then you can come to the show and, yeah, have a go at it and talk about something that a lot of people don't want to talk about. So that's our wrap. Thank you so much, Margarita. I really appreciate it. And until next time, I'm Maria from Yasmin Lights. Bye.